Republicans got nearly everything they wanted in redistricting. Even though a federal court was unusually critical of the secretive way the maps were drawn, it rejected most of the legal challenges brought by Democrats. The court ruled only that the GOP map violated the Federal Voting Rights Act by the way it divided the Latino community. Judges redrew just one line between two Milwaukee assembly districts. But Van Hollen says he thinks that victory can get nothing but stronger if the U.S. Supreme Court accepts this case.
I believe, and the reason I have appealed, is that the judiciary overstepped their bounds. It's my job as Attorney General of this state to defend the powers of our state leaders, the powers of our governor, the powers of our legislature that are preserved to them in our constitutions.
Republicans hired a private firm to help represent the state during the initial court battle, setting aside nearly $1 million to cover the costs. Van Hollen said he had not decided whether the firm would be retained for any appeal, but said he would personally take an active role in the case. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.